Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. President Trump is suggesting the U.S. take over the Gaza Strip. His message to Palestinians?
I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. I think that Gaza's been very unlucky for them. They've lived like hell. They lived like you're living in hell.
The idea is being rejected and denounced.
Saudi Arabia weighed in quickly, noting the kingdom's long call for an independent Palestinian state was a firm, steadfast, and unwavering position. Similarly, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told reporters nothing has changed.
The Australian government support and a bipartisan basis, a two-state solution in the Middle East.
Rafah resident Taysir al-Siyam told the AP, Trump's remarks are wrong. We'll remain in our homes and on our land. We will not leave, not to Egypt, nor anywhere else. Nothing worse can happen to us than what has already happened. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Ed Donahue.